guys got a copy.
John Carter, you got anybody? Yeah, bring it on. How's the temperature, John, compared to yesterday, everybody? Close to the same. Yeah, boy, you still feel good there where we're at, right? You betcha.
Robbie, this is Ricky. Good luck down there, guys.
Aaron, you get your radio on there in the car, sir.
10-4, sir.
I bet. Just, you let him know on those right side tires what we have there, right?
Yeah, I'll talk to him here. You talk to him. Tell him. Just remind him.
Just 1-2. Robbie, I got you.
10-4, boss. I got you good there, buddy. Yep, we got right side stickers on that thing. And, because a little accident there, qualifying. That'll be good for us, but could change how we read the car a little bit over this first run.
Okay, 10-4. How about you, Ron? You got me, bud?
Got you loud and clear, Jeff.
10-4, you guys both sound good.
Jeff, I'm going to talk to you here a minute. We just, remember, we changed that gear, so I'm sure new tires, you know, you'll be against that chip pretty good. Probably, you know, 7, 8 laps, something like that.
10-4.
Hey, man, you got a copy? Robbie, you have a copy, Robbie.
Jeff, you got a copy?
Well, go ahead.
Okay, buddy, this is going to be like old times. Meet you down there at the that area they call Victory Lane when the deal's over.
Well, man, just like old times. Sounds good.
Rolling off, third time by.
You look for us right here, buddy.
Jeff, you're going to have two jet blows coming off of two right now. They're almost at that white line coming off two.
Of course.
Cars are pit road speed.
4,400. That's what I got, 4,400 seconds.
4,400, it sounds good right there, bud. All right, we got the tire blowers and brake blowers on there, buddy. Let's get them on.
Oh, I've got them on.
Just make sure we stay real close today on these tire pressures, okay, bud?
40, over. Hey, 1 to go, did you get in, Jeff?
1 to go. All right, driver, 293 laps. Nice and smart, nice and smooth with it, buddy. Lots of patience.
Well, looking forward to every one of them. You have to remind me from time to time.
Yeah, 10-4, buddy. Ronnie, you got the flag, right, babe?
10-4 all day.
All right, guys, coming at you. Let's have a good one. Let's do it.
He starts off. Ready. 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 Green, green, green.
Still loose now. Water kicked in. Oh, 230.
Wrecking turn three. Caution out. Caution out.
Down in the apron, the middle of turn four.
Definitely loose. Loose. A little bit getting in. Just kind of a little bit all the way through.
Well, let's drop that right rear pound there.
The only place I'm good is up off of two. You know, it looks like everybody else is a little bit tight over there, and that's where I'm good, but I'm loose everywhere else.
Well, but we're going to put one round in that left rear and also drop that right rear up and down.
Cool. I mean, I don't want to get crazy because, you know, I think the track's going to change a lot.
Simple. Come around that 50 car.
I know it. I was trying hard to.
Simple, that's okay.
Pit road is so close.
If you want the packet, just hit it there and it'll be good, yeah?
It's really getting up there. I got the engine staying on. I'm 230 right now.
Well, let's get one piece of tape off that grill. One piece, one side.
Come back down a little bit. 225 right now.
Throw up at this time by.
We'll have to come around that 50 now. Come on down. Come on down. Be right ahead of him. Here, buddy.
Clear.
Out there, guys.
Jeff, how's your temp there, bud?
230 water, 240 oil.
There should be better when we're racing there. We didn't get that tape, okay, I think that's the way we stopped in there and everything, but want to get it next time there. Just keep an eye on it.
10-4. See, 1 to go, did you get here, Jeff?
1 to go.
About 3 or 4 of them, Jeff, it looks like it stayed out there, so it could be a mess. Just be careful with them there.
10-4. Lap is that, we're definitely stopping on 40, right?
Yeah, 10-4, just talked to them, they said still lap 40, we're still having it.
16 car seems to be the only one that stayed out from that last stop. Base car's off.
Ready. Ready. Ready.
Green, green, green.
16 car struggling on the high side. Watch him.
That 72 off the racetrack, he is a major weapon.
Two can be small on the bottom side. They're 1 and 2. Bend in front of you. Bend in front of you. Hello, go low.
Ooh. Right there, bud. What's that, Ron?
80 car, 80.
They were a junk run out here with them several weeks. They getting a flatbed wrong, what are they doing?
Right now, I can't really see them down behind all the campers and that stands over there.
Can't see where it's at over there, on or what?
Can't see the car at all. Looks like they might have just a regular wrecker up to it, but they're trying to work with it, but I can't see the car at all. Yeah, they got to move it now on a regular wrecker.
Haven't seen it, but I assume we'll probably take the hood off first thing, cut the nose away, and then the radiator will be the next project, probably.
Yeah, 10-4, dude. We've got heavy left front damage more than anything.
Well, we'll probably get that suspension out, just in case. Maybe that standard suspension, the truck's all set up and everything, spindle lowers and everything. If we change it, that'll be the good idea. Yeah.
Oh, behind the gas pumps now.
10-4? Yeah, I see it coming. Stand, we're going to need the frame fixture, Robbie.
Back in the hole here. Get in the hole.
So we'll just drop it on the left front stand and let them get unhooked so nobody gets dropped on, then we'll get them from there. Alright. Watch them. We'll have them come down. Everybody be careful. Come down. Just be careful, let them get unhooked. What we'll do is drop this tool on stand. You know what I mean? Get that side up on two stands, put this side up on two stands.
So our goal is get this thing on the truck. Just like I ain't seen one here this bad. He's on the truck.
Pit crew, we're not going to need you. You can go clean the pit. We'll cut the sheet metal, grab the two casters off our cart, set on casters. Get them, air it up, let her retire.
Robbie, am I done?
We're done, Rob. We're done.
Ramrod, take those tires back to the pit. I'll put those tires on the truck.
John, but in my opinion, I'd just make sure we maybe put the pig man upstairs, but it's definitely done. So we're going to try to make this thing roll. We'll just jump with the front on the cab. We'll be here all day. Is the frame rail casters or the ones that go into the tires? I think he can get it off. The frame rail over here. If you can get a frame rail in, plus it'll be quicker. Let's get all the nose cut off.
Our casters always back down to the 18th.
I mean, okay, yeah, right here. If you want to go see if any tires and help clean, well, you can help here. Just make sure somebody's taking care of them. See it right there. Just cut this bar, cut that off so nobody gets stuck, and then that hopefully will be it. Do we got a set of tires beef to put this thing on? At least the rears?
I just got to wait till you get it up. You just want to use the rears?
Then we're going to keep going. Hey, Fred, just need the official word from you or Robbie.
That's Stevie.
Robbie, we just need either you or Brian to tell Fred we were done. Robbie took care of it. Me and Brian took care of it. Hey, we're going to make it in the truck or no? I think a frame rail cast would be easier on this side. Let's get the frame rail.
Easier. It'd be easier, Stevie, to get a flatbed from Brian.
Yeah, it might be easier. This left side's going to be a problem. Frame rail's intact. We just cut the suspension right off. Put a frame rail caster on it if you'd much rather go in our truck. Alright, we'll get it in, Robbie. Let's get the frame rail caster, Jeff. We'll get this taken care of.
10-4. Steve, someone asked Aaron they want a 5.
There's a 48 car. David is on his way down. He gets everything first. Whatever the 48 car wants, they can take. And the 25 and the 5, only the team cars. And after they're done, then we'll release it to somebody else.
10-4. Over.
And I'm on my way down there right now. Put the lower number, that 4, 5, 6, 7 on the red car. Help the 48, because those are the ones they're going to take.
Hearing, how you doing with the frame rail caster? Hey, look. Except I'm looking in the truck right now. I don't see any on any of our cars. They're on the R&D car or the wheel casters. Either way. They're in our truck, not for frame rail. I think they're out here in this R&D car. I saw them when it was in the shop. Is that way too high? Can we not set it on one of these casters and leave the tire on it? But we don't have to weld it. Can we set those two cross members right here? The whole thing will load. Unless somebody got another suggestion.
Let her down.
Jack, set her right on that. We gotta get a left rear tire on it anyway. She's gonna have to push real easy, but it'll go. Jack up on both sides. Or no, yeah, right under the front. What if you jack up right under the, Oh, look, it's not the tranny. Jack up right under the tranny. The tranny's blown out of it anyway.
The wood.
Go into the framer. Just go into the jack post. Put it on low stand. It'll be
all right, don't you, Brian? The wind's pretty tough.
Bring this side down first or at the same time?
A low stands on your side, and then I'll go down with my side on low stands, and then we'll go together.
All right.
What? This tire is low trimmer. I think we just put one on each tire. You know, no, I wouldn't leave that right on, Luke. I wouldn't even try to pick the tire up. I'd tighten it up. It's got air in it? Nope.
Maybe the rear's a little flat.
Turns too much to get in the truck. Turns too much. The steering arm or the tie rod in. Okay? Everybody watch out. He's got to cut that tie rod or the steering arm. David, buddy, how you looking? You got everything else you need?
I have to take the nut out.
No, I get you a socket. Alright, let's set her down.
Right? Go on to center.
Unless that somebody sees a big problem with that, I think it's going to work great. Because even if we get tires on, I think the cross cover is still going to drag.
Let her down. Jack up the left side.
There.
Down. That is on the jack only, so.
Go on down, then. We'll take a shot at it. Pull it down. Is that right rear got air? That right rear does have air, right? Definitely. I'm changing the left rear.
Hey, I just picked it off the seat here. You can't pick that right rear off the seat.
Putting the right. No, I'll put the jack stand under here.
I'll set it down on the right front tire.
Putting the right.
That's broke loose. We'll just put a tire on this side. Set it down on the tire. Pull itself up. It ain't gonna go nowhere. Aaron, we ain't got a spare wheel, do we? Empty wheel?
What do you mean by an empty wheel? It's like a rim?
Just a rim.
I can go down. I'll take one of the tires out of Goodyear and just have it dismounted. You want to do that?
Fine, everybody else start cleaning up. Come take this bent wheel. Oh, will the flat tire go on? Put that flat tire on it, that'll go on.
Here, if it won't, we'll just go get it dismounted.
Maybe, should we ratchet strap these casters to these tires today?
Yeah, probably a good idea. One is ratchet strap. We'll do that at the truck. It's just as easy.
I'm round on this right front. What do you think?
Oh, let's get the jack stands out. We can tell by how high the right front rocker is. If we back it, instead of pushing over there, it'll go a whole lot easier like we do in the truck shop. I think the roof will be all right. Yeah? What do you think? Can you get rounds out? If you get rounds out, take like 8 or 10 rounds out. Steve, you want to change this right side this tire? Steve wants to change this right rear tire. Let's change both right sides if we can. We'll put tow tires on it.
Steve, this is Tim Road. What do you want to do with tires and your tire book down here?
Just bring that blue tire buggy back, the bottle, and my tackle box. My regular car. The thing that I take to the side of the toolbox by moving the seat, bring that back right there, that thing that I tape on the side.
Couldn't hear you, over. Race cars.
The thing that I take on the side of the toolbox by the ladder, bring that back, my chart.
Oh, we got that.
See, would you be kind enough to grab my helmet bag? It's on the ladder on Loomis's end.
I'm pretty sure we got everything. We're all about all wrapped up right here.
Yeah, for it. Thanks, sir. Need a couple guys to help get us off the truck, CC.
Check right now.
All right, y'all ready? Hopefully it didn't break the transmission. The rear tires will still roll. If not, I'll take the axles out.
It was okay on the wrecker.
Yeah, we'll move these and go backwards. The reason why we can't back it on the truck? The less we gotta roll them on that diamond plate, probably the better.
I steer it, but
hoping me and you can steer it.
Caster's only on two wheels over here.
That ain't gonna work. That won't roll, right? This one will roll.
Can you swap that tire out with both some air in it? It won't fit in the truck like that.
Get all the way. Easy on the basketball. Well, it doesn't matter. The ball is off, so everybody watch your fingers. David. Hey, Craven, I see you over there. Dodd, is there any reason I can't back this thing on? All right, we're backing her on then. Swing it to the driver's side a little. Oh, hold on.
Lost it over here.
Jack, Pete, we may need those to get up on the ramp. Get a jack. I don't know where that thing's going to go. Down the picker, y'all can start to change until we get figured out what we're going to do here. We got a group. The tank closed.
Does
this too low?
Yeah, it's too low to jack up under, right?
I grab a set of frame rail casters. Hold on a sec. We can't put one on over here, Rolly, because it hits the cliff. But we just put a frame rail caster in.
Yeah. Be done with it.
All right. While Rolly's doing that, we can all clean up the garage. It's going to be a minute.
Yeah.
You want to just hang it over here and get everything covered up?
Set of frame rail casters. I can't seem to find any.
Got an impact, but just... You can't pull it. The problem is... It's going to hit the race. It's going to hit the ground. That deal right here under the sway bar, too? I'll do one of those and give it to them next week, but... Well, that right to the frame rail.
You need it, do you?
They're not the same size of frame rail here. Here, jack that right up.
That thing right under that sway bar.
The problem is that the wheel is bound up. That's the problem. Set her down. Everybody be careful. Try it. Worst thing it's going to do is fall off and it's going to go up. Let's try something else.
Stop and pull it over, or is that going to wreck the deck?
Yeah, it's probably going to be hard to take. Let's try to just swing it and move it back this way. Up forward a little bit. Try it again. Try that jack.
The weld's up to hold it.
No, roll. Let me know.
Any ratchet straps? Small ratchet straps?
Look, where are I? John, where are I? You don't have to do that. Ratchet strap this down. Get a wheel shock out of the toolbox. Put in front of that rear tire so it doesn't roll. And that way we'll go. Just go slow. We got it. We'll bring a floor jack up with us and steer it on. Let's see if we get everything else lined up over here so we can get out of here. You know what I mean? The wheel shock in front here, I think we'll be just fine. Just going to have to go slow. And then when we get to the flip tunnel, we're probably going to use the floor jack to drive it in. You know, we'll just set it down. If we have to, tie it down right on the frame. When we get to the shop, we'll jack it up, pull it out. Watch it, Rod. You just pack a flatbed up, drag it up on a flatbed. Whatever you think will be easier. It's up to you. You're the boss. This far, if we'd like to get in our own truck, we're pretty close, brother.
I get the ass bent over so it don't steer in against the wall.
We can, when we get a jack handle all in there, we'll just steer it over.
I'll set it up here and I'll go up in the back and I'll shimmy it over.
Wheel shock yet? Okay. Alright, everybody be careful. Go on up. We got a shock over here. We'll move that pig mat. We may have to put it down after because the jack and the caster. We'll take the weather station down. Man, sorry with you, Craig. We'll just put the pig mat down after. I think we'll just fight it, you know. You can't get the jack in now until you get too high. I don't know if you can get it off. So when we start rolling, just be careful it doesn't go that way. It'll be big.
Why don't you work the chalk?
Robbie, you have a copy, Robbie.
Yeah, 10-4 against the bus.
You guys got your pit card yet? Have you pulled your pit card off of pit road?
Pit card should still be out there. Let me check here, make sure. Pit card is still sitting out there. Probably when we lift it, it's going to get off that chalk.
It's all folded up, Rick, unless you want to put it back up.
Well, I have a jacket under the seat.
Go in 2 or 3 feet. Ready?
What color was it, red or black?
It's one of those black nylon jackets, which is kind of tough. Just laying up on top, right up under the seat.
Well, we'll find it for you. Where are you at?
Down on the other end of pit road, but I can walk down there and get it. I'm heading that way.
Let me locate it for you, and we'll have somebody bring it to you. If you just want to hang down there in the pit, or wherever you're at, and I'll bring it to you. Have somebody bring it to you.
No, that's okay. I need to exercise. Where is Jeff? Did he leave?
Yes, sir. He helicoptered out. He might not be gone yet, but they were going to helicopter out. I think his mom was going to head back with him.
Great guys. Tough break. He had a good car. That was one of those deals you can't help.
Yeah, 10-4, boss. But he's trying to give us a message, I think.
It won't stay this way forever.
For sure.
We just don't need this much character building, do we?
No, I thought I was going to get all that, and I'm still getting it. We're all getting it.
You got to hit the chalk.
Let me jack it over again. We're going to have a problem up here, boys. We're going to need to drop the jack to the center and bring it up front, because this cast is going to hit the plug on the jack.
I'm going to send someone to the garage to get another one, because I'm going to need it back here to get this thing up back here.
When I need it, you won't be able to use it.
No. Judge, you got to talk, because I can't hear the book.
Okay, hold on.
got to put on the right channel. I'm good. I missed my caster. How y'all back there? Can we keep coming?
Yeah, 10-4. Keep digging.
Alright. Back there, can we come back about another 6 inches? No, 4 inches?
Steve, come back like 4 feet so we hit the chalk. Keep coming. Car's a little shorter.
10-4. That's going to work good right there. Did y'all get strapped on it?
Hey, I'm telling y'all this way, but that was a heck of a job getting that thing loaded.
Landing, let us ratchet it down and tighten it down here before we file anything else in here.
Hey, you go ahead and do that, and then we'll pull it back up and get it tight. Hey, how about the brake clean some rags? I'll get this oil off this tailgate where we sat.
How about throwing those axle straps back here to crib?
What axle strap?
The side of the truck over the front of the car right now. How about that?
If I'm going to wipe this up on this diamond plate tailgate, and we're going to just still pick that under the car, is there anything else you would like, sir? It's still room up here for a tire. Sheet metal. What kind of sheet metal? Yeah, we got room for a tire. Yeah.
There should be two axle straps back here for this end of it, right?
Well,
boss, I found his jacket. Where you at?
Robbie, I'm on pit road. I'm behind the net zero pit cart right now. But if you could just see if someone to carry it back for me, that's all I need, just so I don't lose it.
And for if you think you're going to get cold later, I'll get somebody running out there too, but
I don't think it's any danger of that. I appreciate it, though.
Yeah, four boss will see you this week sometime.
Buddy, tough break. We'll go bust our ass in Bristol.
That's right.
Robbie, I'm down here in the garage on the fire truck. I'll put Rick's jacket in here in the locker of mine and take it to him. That's great.
How's my street up there, Craven? Joe? Bad?
Close. I'll give you a signal.
10-4.
Another axle strap, Steve. You got one back there?
Well, we only got the two straps we normally use.
They're missing one. We only got one up here.
We'll look around. We'll look back here.
Definitely nothing back here.
10-4.
He said he
gave you the red one already. We only have one up here.
Either side of that car?
That?
Of course, you're just going to ratchet real down.
Hey, ratchet. I'm slack. The more you ratchet, the more it's going to pull through you.
I'm trying to get the slack out of it. You're good now. Steve, I'm taking my radio off.
He's still with me, Robbie. I think I changed my mind on my jacket, so I'll just head over to the truck and get it.
Sir, we'll get it out for you.
Got a guy heading your way. Are you at the center of pit road there?